And from that, we'll move to our final agenda item 24, license sales report. Director Tom Kirschman will join us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, Commissioners, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Last item we have on the agenda for you in respect to information items is the monthly license sales update, which you have a package in front of you. Not going to go into many details, not a lot of changes from last month. We continue to see license sales remain strong. Fishing license sales have picked up a little bit. We have a great bite going on across the state in many different locations. People are getting out and enjoying our fishing opportunities that we have available in South Dakota. Small game licenses, again, not the time of the year that we see many changes to that. What I would offer to you over the next 2 months is when we will begin to see more activity and increase in license sales on the small game side with, in particular, you have dove season starting on September 1, and then we get into the prairie grouse hunting seasons beginning on that third Saturday of September. And then also you will start seeing the private shooting preserves beginning activity right there at September 1 as well. So more activity to come over the next month or two. Obviously, our next license sales report will cover basically 2 months of updates with no August meeting. So I would anticipate some of these numbers looking a little bit different when we get to the September report for you. But again, most things are looking very good in comparison to last year and in comparison to the last 3 years as well. Towards the back of the license sales report, we also have a couple of pages that are just showing you some graphs and some figures of big game applications that have come in recently, in particular for the deer drawing. You can see the number of applications in comparisons to last year for many of those seasons. Fairly comparable to when we look back over the last couple of years, maybe a few small decreases, but not by much from an application standpoint. The drawings have gone very well. We're getting those licenses out, and then we'll be getting the progression of the following up drawings for like the combined deer draw and those items. So in general, things are looking really good. The last item that I would mention within the license report is the Hunt for Habitat raffle. And we have an exciting day in respect for the Hunt for Habitat, where we will be announcing a little bit later this morning the actual winners. The graphs that you have in your package were taken from right at the end of June. The sales were concluded earlier this week. What I would offer to you and share with you, the final sales for the Hunt for Habitat were just over $268,000. I think it's $268,310, if my memory serves me right. So sales came on very strong right here at the end, which is not uncommon that we've seen the past couple of years. Obviously, the any deer and elk tag combination continues to be the most highly desirable, which again is not unexpected. The opportunity to win a chance to harvest an elk and a deer and have a two-year time span to go get that done is pretty fun and unique for a lot of those hunters. But things start off a little bit slow, and then they did pick up, and we saw a nice surge at the end. So to raise another almost $300,000 for habitat projects in South Dakota is very exciting and encouraging, and we're looking forward to taking those funds and those resources and put it back in the ground for our sportsmen and women here in South Dakota. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to end on that. I didn't go into great details, not a lot of changes from last month, but I would certainly try to answer any questions you may have. If not, reach out to me and we can have a further conversation and discuss some of those license questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Real quick, when will we hear who the winner is for the Hunt for Habitat? We're going to do that later this morning.
Yes, we're actually going to do a live Facebook announcement as well. I think Secretary Roebling is going to get his tie and suit on and tuxedo and do a formal announcement of that. But no. Oh, perfect. Better yet. we will have the announcement today that will go out live. And then obviously we'll do some additional follow-ups as well. But very exciting. People are very excited about this.
Very good. Thank you for that. And with that, that takes us to the end of the listed items on our agenda.